From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Somali police say that they have ended an Islamist militant siege of a hotel in the capital Mogadishu. At least 23 people were killed, dozens more wounded, when a car bomb exploded in front of that hotel. The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility. There was a second bomb blast Saturday near the former parliament building. The extent of the damage there from that explosion was not immediately clear. The twin bombings came exactly 2 weeks after a huge truck blast killed at least 358 people at a busy Mogadishu intersection. Catalonia's deposed President Carles Puigdemont has vowed to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal.
You will have to maintain the momentum of this country in the coming hours, particularly where peace, civic responsibility, and dignity are concerned.
Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved the Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted in favor of independence from Spain. The Iraqi Kurdish parliament will meet today to redistribute powers away from President Masoud Barzani, who's under pressure to step down following an independence referendum last month. The Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called the referendum vote illegal. He also said in response he sent his forces to retake control of disputed areas that were once in control of Kurds. Barzani finds himself in a tough position after Iraqi federal forces moved to reclaim territory near the city of Kirkuk. This is VOA News. A pre-dawn Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 government forces. The attack came a day after Afghan officials confirmed separate insurgent attacks in the eastern Ghazni province killed at least 9 police personnel. An offshoot of the Taliban, the Haqqani Network, is an Afghan guerrilla insurgent group fighting against U.S.-led NATO forces in the government of Afghanistan. Meantime, there is word that the network is considered a top terror group on a list put together by the United States. VOA's Sarah Williams reporting.
Pakistani Foreign Minister Khawaja Asif told lawmakers the Haqqani Network is on the top of the list, but none of the militants are Pakistanis, as he referred to the list his government received from the U.S. The list is part of a series of efforts by Washington to move toward the implementation of its new South Asia strategy, announced by President Donald Trump in August, in which regional countries were put on notice not to tolerate within their borders militant safe havens, which are used by terror groups to disrupt regional security. The list of militants was reportedly handed over to Pakistani civil and military leaders by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who, on a trip to the Middle East and South Asia, visited Islamabad to urge Pakistan to deny safe havens to militant groups. Sarah Williams, VOA News.
The UN Children's Fund warns potentially life-threatening malnutrition is on the rise among Rohingya refugee children who have fled to Bangladesh to escape violence and abuse in Myanmar. UNICEF spokesperson Mariksi Mercado says that they have screened several hundred children who were stuck at the border during the mass influx in mid-October. She says they found 14 cases of which the worst form of malnutrition among 103 children.
This is an extremely small number of children, so these numbers are not representative. But what they do tell us is that at least some of the children are close to death by the time they make it across the border.
600,000 Rohingya have crossed into Bangladesh since August 25th. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on last year's presidential elections. An investigation is looking into allegations that the Trump administration and campaign may have colluded with Russia to win that election. They also are examining the possibility that President Trump might have tried to interfere with the investigation. The probe also looking into possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. The political landscape of Iceland has changed according to preliminary results from Saturday's elections. The center-right Independence Party, part of the current ruling coalition, won 26% of the vote, down 3 percentage points from last year. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.